Hey, what up, everybody out there in podcast land? Hello there. This is episode number 11. Hi, baby.
Hi.
How you feeling today?
Good. How about you?
Feeling good. Feeling good. It's Saturday. Picking up Taya from ballet. And actually getting ready to go out of town. I'm excited about going to New York. New York, big city of dream, and everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get food if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law, and I know my way around too much. Okay, all right, enough
my
old
verse.
School. Your verse, drop bars.
That was it. You like it?
I love it.
All right,
so we are going to New York, and I'm excited because I think we're going to get to see, well, for me, it's going to be my second Broadway show. What about for you? How many Broadway shows have you seen?
I don't know, but I'm excited for Taya if we do go. It'll be fun.
What was the first one that I saw?
You saw Chorus Line.
Chorus Line. And wasn't our boy in there? I was about to say Mario Van Peebles. Mario Lopez. Yes, it was good. So I'm excited about that. That's I'm like, we just got back from New York, I feel like, what, a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was great. The Assemblies was wonderful. Found a nice pizza spot outside the hotel. So definitely looking forward to Broadway and pizza again. So what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Just going, getting out of town.
Just going. And you know what? And that brings me to, well, first, before I say what it brings me to, because it just kind of hit me about what we're going to talk about for real. But before I do that, shouts out to everybody listening to the pod. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. I'm seeing the numbers go up. I just checked the last one, which I think my baby has something to say about that. Just do it on Valentine's Day.
I've got to just get my confession out. And that was for the marathon. And when I was like, well, I'm not going to quit. Okay, well, I did quit.
Mm.
I could give you 10,000 excuses.
Talk to us.
which I'm not. I mean, I do. And I want to, but I'm not going to. But bottom line, not doing that. Got my reasons. Not doing it.
Still
okay.
Working out.
Oh, yeah.
Still dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Still performing.
Oh, yeah. Just had to
switch it up.
Tracks.
Oh, we on the same brain wavelength.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my confession.
So,
sorry,
basically,
Jonna,
would you say?
Sorry, Joey. that happened.
Shout out to Johnny and Joey.
What's and happening? It's okay. I'm gonna let that go. Got my reasons. Moving on. Onto the next one. Quick.
Well, what I was going to say, would you say that you had to make an adjustment to do what you had to do for you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I did.
And I think as I'm thinking about it, it ties into, we were having a conversation before we started the podcast, and it ties into this and picking up Taya from ballet, because this is the last day of the week. Tomorrow will be her rest day. So I want to talk about that, because we were talking a little bit coming up here about preparing and getting ready and how important it is. You know, I was talking about my heels been giving me some trouble. I just read finished reading Tom Brady's book, and he was talking about plyo training and using the massage gun and rolling out. And so I want to take a minute, because I've really been thinking about, like, our bodies, our you know, especially for dancers and choreographers and teachers, any kind of movement, athletes that you do. I mean, your body is your tool. It is the thing that it's the most important thing. So I want to talk on this podcast a little bit about, and this is going to be hard for me because I'm so used to, you know, I was brought up in the era where it's like, it don't hurt. Keep going. Tough it out. You know, I played all the sports, football, baseball, basketball, ran track, did not swim. But I've never been one to really take care of myself as if it's the most valuable thing. But as I'm getting a little bit older, I'm realizing that if you don't stop and take care of it, it is not going to be there for you when you need it to come through. Don't you
mm-hmm.
think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think both of us are like that, really. We are from that whole tough, you know, yeah. Nothing hurts. Keep going all day, all night. Can dance forever. But it's like, you know.
Yeah.
To listen to us at the house walking around. Oh. I mean, I'm hitting the stairs, like looking at the stairs like, sheesh. So as we are, actually the facility where our daughter takes ballet, it's an athletic facility, and they also have trainers in there working on people, all different types of sports going on, basketball, gymnastics, all of that. So this is just a little shout out to a little self-care. And I want to just give super props to, what is it called, a massage gun? That massage gun, I don't know. If y'all listen to this, am I right or am I right? That thing is a miracle worker.
Sorry.
Have you used it yet, babe?
No.
Oh, my Lord. That thing will bring you back to life. And, I mean, it gets the areas that just you don't even think need it. And you get the... on you, you like, ooh, wee. So this is not an attempt to get a sponsorship from the massage gun.
Yeah, it is. Bring it.
Oh, it is a miracle worker. So, but what would you say to, you know, teachers? You know, because us, you know, we are from the Tough It Out tribe. And I know throughout the years, there's a lot of time that our dancers have been injured and we don't even pay attention. I mean, we're so used to go. What would you say to teachers when it comes to, you know, just being aware of the self-care part of being an athlete, a dancer, and how to handle that in a classroom setting?
Well, I would say for teachers, don't make blanket statements. Which I'm totally guilty of because I don't want to hear it. I mean, we just had this conversation a little bit because I got a little mind over matter. And you are saying the tough tribe. I know. I'm probably the wrong person. Oh, no.
You're actually the right person.
Well, don't make blanket statements about, like, you know. Well, I've done it 1,000 times. And most of the time when I say something, when I'm like, you know, what do you whisper kind of to the parents, like, she fell off
the human tower and broke her ankle.
No. I always say, like,
sorry, that was me.
I think she's fine, you know, but yep. I definitely just keep an eye on it and put some ice on it, but I think she just, you know, I think she'll be fine.
Right.
Like
right.
9 times out of 10, they did break their wrist. And if you're a parent and I was one of your teachers, you know that's true. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, because she was moving it the whole time, and she wasn't crying, and so in the self-care, let everybody do what everybody needs to do, and everybody's different. I mean, Taya was talking about her hips last night. I was like, she doesn't have the same hips as Cora has.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the same hips as Jonna has, and they don't have
deterioration.
What's that
what
word?
What is that word?
Deterior?
Okay, ask Siri. Ask Siri. Siri knows.
Bone disease. Okay, so they don't...
deterioration?
Anyway.
I don't know. When you get...
Okay,
when
so
your bones
not
start
old.
To disappear.
So everybody's got different things, right? So
yes.
Your best answer as far as teachers, I just think, like, I don't know. Definitely tell your parents about it.
Yes.
And see, you know, if there's something y'all need to do. I, you know, am not a physical therapist. And I am not a doctor.
Right.
Right. So I don't know. So definitely, you know.
Investigate
that.
Don't make blankets. And it ties back into what you say when you're talking about the workout and running. Do what you have to do to take care of you. You had to make that adjustment with your workout to do what works for you.
A million years ago, when I thought I would run a half marathon, I decided to buy, you know, a quick pair of shoes because I couldn't fly with them. And I got a quick pair of cheap shoes and, you know, ran to Chicago ready to go. And, you know, few weeks later, I was dancing and just, you know, stepped on my foot and broke it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, bad shoes. Thought I could run a half a marathon and just go for it.
Yeah.
Or at least start training in terrible shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah. Reasons. Yeah. And pay attention to them. And don't make, you know, as teachers, so that was your question, as teachers, when students are complaining, even if you know they're full of it, even if they complain all the time.
Yes.
You know, for the love of God, you're just like, nothing's wrong with you. Be quiet. Work hard.
Something's
like,
always wrong with you. Nothing's always, wrong with you.
Always wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't. You'll usually get in trouble. So, oh, my.
Let me ask you this. When you broke your foot, what was the, how long did it take you to get back in the game? Because I know this story, but I don't remember that part of the story.
Oh, I don't really know.
I remember you were in pain and you were telling me about that whole thing. But, I mean, did you?
Oh, I don't really know. I mean, I was super pregnant. I was like 8 months pregnant. I don't know. I just broke it and moved on. I don't know. Got a cast or something.
Uh-huh. And then you... I mean, I'm sure you jumped right back in teaching with the cast on and everything, didn't you? Or did you not?
Yeah. And everything. But anyway, don't tell people what they need to do when it comes to their body. It could be something, it could be nothing. But don't be responsible if you're the dance teacher.
Mm.
But, you know, keep your responsibilities in check. You're responsible for the dance aspect, for teaching them the dance aspect. You are not in charge of healing the body.
Ooh.
Or making those kind of what's the word?
Decisions, calls. Yeah.
On somebody else's physicality. Another thing is different kids have different people have different pain tolerances.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all day. I mean, I had, and that was one. I mean, I've broken so many bones, but when I did break that foot, I mean, it was a doctor told me you're fine. And I was like, probably, you know.
Yeah.
So I kept teaching and drugging around for a day or two. So just keep yourself safe and be like, oh my.
Keep yourself safe. Take care of yourself. Hey, you did better than I did. I broke my ankle, had a cast on it, and then because I didn't want to be in the cast, my crazy self took a screwdriver, broke the cast off, and went back and kept dancing. And so now, years later, it's coming back to haunt me. So
I
don't.
Wonder what's wrong with your...
Right. Wonder what's wrong with your ankle. That wasn't taking care of myself. So
okay,
take
well,
care of yourself.
So that was that's the gist of that. You said,
do what you got to do.
Do what you
got
to do.
To take care of you.
Don't quit. Don't be a wuss. Don't be a baby. But you got to do what you got to do.
Don't make blanket statements.
As
even about yourself.
Other people.
About other people, about
usually,
yourself.
Yeah, when your knee hurts like that. It's
I Googled
usually,
it, and I have...
Oschenschlatter.
Yeah.
You don't know what's wrong with your knee?
Yeah.
Teachers, students, people.
Do what you got to do.
Do what you got
to
do.
To take care of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think that sums it up.
Sure.
All right, great podcast. Thank you guys for listening
High
again.
Five.
And Ty is in the car.
Bye-bye.
We're ready to roll. Have a great day. Bye.